I'm getting out of here on early. Okay, I'd like to welcome you out to our study session. And yeah, I'm the ugly guy in the middle here, so we'll go ahead and get started. I don't know how many of you have looked it over. Hopefully all of you looked it over and see what we need to do. This is my first time, so someone needs to hold my hand as we go through this thing a little bit. So, is there anything first that needs to be looked at there as we look at the agenda? Any questions that you guys had or notes that you made? I guess since, I don't have to do that yet. You guys know that Jennifer's on vacation somewhere. Is she going to join us at all? So we'll want to excuse her. And then is Joyce going to join us at all? Joyce, you there?
She's on the closed session. She's in the closed session.
Okay. All right. So nothing. How about on the back there, as in anything that we want to move up to the, now what's the right word?
To be calendar?
The consent calendar. Because a lot of these are just probably formalities.
Yeah, perhaps. 9D, Oracle. Casey, would you like to speak to anything, the board's awareness on that? Yeah, is there anything you would like to...
Is there anything, Casey, that you would like to cover on that?
On the Oracle Cloud?
Yeah, just standard licensing for the Ovation platform,
okay, so
for the database.
Nobody objects to move that up? We can move that up then? Okay, we'll move up 9. That's 9D?
That's 9D, mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Carrie is on here. Carrie, anything the board needs to know there, or... is that something that could also move up to the consent calendar?
So that is just a continuation of the intergenerational poverty grant that I presented last month. It is the partnership with United Way that now they're part of the intergenerational poverty, and part of our funding is going towards the community school coordinators. So that's what that is. It's just approval of that amount for the community school, a portion of the community school coordinator's salary from the after-school program.
Where are you at, Carrie? I saw you walking on Washington as I was driving in here.
Oh, he's over in your office. I'm in my office.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Anybody object to moving that to the consent calendar?
I just have a quick question before we do.
Okay.
When I was looking at it, I was just trying to understand, you have the different price breakdowns. And then there was a talk about a program that you were getting. Sorry, I'm trying to pull it back up. So at the Odyssey, it was $25,000 versus the others were $2,000 roughly. And then there was an Odyssey. Where is that part of that? Is that why it was more?
No.
Okay.
In order to accept the IGP grants, the intergenerational poverty grants, we had to forfeit the AQI grant at Odyssey because we are not allowed to have two DWS grants from Department of Workforce Services. So part of the agreement was we would pay the remaining of that community school coordinator's salary because it was the AQI grant was ending, whereas this is a three-year grant. So we didn't want to forfeit the opportunity for them to have the IGP grant, but we had to give up 6 months of funding. So we thought, because we have so much carryover, we could do that for just this one time. And that's a really good observation. So thank you for bringing that up so I could clarify.
Yeah, because I just noticed that one was just, 6 months, and the other ones were a full 12 months, roughly. So, different.
Well, this year it's 6 months, 10% for 6 months of all of them, plus Amy's salary at Odyssey for the rest of this year. Then each year it would be 10% of 12 months salary starting in July. So I'll bring that up again. It was a mid-year grant, so that's why I'm in March asking for approval and trying to transition from one grant to another.
Thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm.
We're good then to move it to consent?
Yeah.
Arlene?
I just want to know, what is AQI that we are no longer providing?
After school quality improvement, and it's a Department of Workforce Services grant, and they have this new policy that we can't have two grants. So we have, first we applied for the Utah State Board of Education IGP grant, and then we applied for the Department of Workforce Services supplemental grant, which was only offered to those who received the USBE grant. But we wanted Odyssey on this IGP grant, and so in working with United Way, that's why it's we terminated the AQI grant, after school quality improvement grant.
Any other questions on that? Okay to go to consent? Okay, we'll move that up to consent.
We also have Christine Heslop here, who could speak to these new courses. And if you have any questions regarding that, she's prepared to speak to them. That's, again, another possibility that could move to consent if the board so chooses. But, Christine.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and run it down and see what I'm sure we'll
So I believe Tim Peters brought to the subcommittee previously, at a previous meeting, two new computer science courses, one Python 1, which is a computer programming course for the eighth grade, where we currently have no computer courses available for the eighth graders. They have a creative coding class in the seventh grade, and then an exploring computer science class in the ninth grade. So there was a hole there. It's part of our programming and software development pathway for CTE. And then the other course is cloud computing. That's a high school course that is part of the new state CTE cybersecurity pathway. That is one of the completer courses. We previously this year brought to the Board of Cyber Defense class. Those are the two new courses that complete that pathway that would allow our students the opportunity to work, to continue on at the ATC, especially in cybersecurity. It's a very high demand job in our area and is high demand forthcoming. Yes.
So just to make sure I understood what I was reading, it said at one point students will be getting a certificate from OWTC, and another part said ATC. So are they getting it from both locations, or is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. The OWTC and the ATC, that's
same thing.
Okay,
I wondered. So I just wanted
Tech College. That's probably just a change from when we called them Applied Technical Colleges. That's the ATC.
Okay, and then my second question on that, it says it will begin at both schools in the year 21, but yet it also kind of mentioned it was for Ben Lomond and hoping to go to Ogden. So is it going to both in the fall or just to the one school?
Are you referring to the cybersecurity course?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, the cloud computing course. Mm-hmm. Yes, at the time we were developing these and doing it, we had our Ogden High teacher, computer science teacher, had declared she was going to retire, and we had not found a replacement for her yet, so we didn't know. That was going to depend on what the qualifications of the new teacher that we hired. Since then, that resignation has been rescinded. And we do have our computer science teacher continuing at Ogden High, so it's likely that it can continue at both schools.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But it will certainly, it's already in the works for Ben Lomond, for sure.
Any other questions? Motion to move up to consent. Are you okay? Okay, we'll move that up to consent also then.
Thank you.
And probably on the first reading, we probably want to hear from Jessica Bennington on that, so we'll hold that off. And how about any others?
Excuse me. Doug, put your microphone on.
Only when I turn it on.
Okay.
Joyce is here. We'll listen to on the action item with Jessica Bennington on the first reading. On A, B, and C, is that something we definitely want to probably 9C. So the others we will go through. Is that how we're okay with?
Yeah, 9A, discussion action items, student fee schedule. I have some public comments to read into the record regarding the fee schedule, and we'll take time to do that, and some adjustments that have been made to the fee schedule. Per state board rule, we need to have the fee schedule approved by April 1st of every year. That doesn't mean that you can't make changes at any other time during the year, right? But it has to at least be in place by April 1st. The IB program, Assistant Superintendent Carpenter and our team are going to get very granular into the details as to what the PYP-MYP proposal is and isn't. And then, we'll have some discussion around T.O. Smith and what our next steps are there as we continue to see that building under construction and what its future might be, even by the name. So.
Okay. So those four items will move up to the consent, and then we'll hear the rest of them there. Okay, anything else that we need to bring up in here before we go to a closed session? Anybody propose to go to closed session then? Nodding doesn't work. It has to be proposed.
I propose to go into closed session.
Do I hear Amber proposes? And Eileen, Anna third. Okay, Eileen seconds it. We have vote. We'll do those on camera. Joyce?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
And Eileen? Arlene?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We are now moving into a closed session.
So